And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box. We are at Martin Stadium, and it is Wintersville 2013. Our Lounge High Vikings lead 3-0 over the Valdosta Wildcats. The clock ticking down inside of a minute now at halftime. And as we said, the Wildcats won the toss to start the game, deferred. So they'll get the ball to start here in the second half. One of the things, too, that we really didn't talk about, Valdosta has attempted two field goals, but both of them have been really long, 45 and 48 yards, and missed short and to the right on both of those. So it could be a different ball game had Valdosta been able to convert on some of those field goal attempts.
You know, we're watching him right here attempt 41 yarders, and he's hitting the net with him. You know, this could be a difference of timing and having the blitz coming at you. This game came down to a field goal last year. I got a feeling it's going to be a tie when they come down to special teams again this year.
Yeah, in live action, one of the things that, you know, field goal kickers have got to keep their head down, follow through like a golf shot. When in the heat of the battle, a lot of times they'll lift that head, just like if you'll top a ball playing golf, the same thing. You lift your head up or whatever. And I think that's a little bit of what he's doing. He's just not hitting it solid, and he's pushing the thing off to the right. So, fortunately for the Vikings, he's missed both of those, and we're getting ready to start the second half here with the voice of the Vikings, Wes James.
And thank you, Bill Osborne. Vikings trot out on the field. Nick Hart to set the football down. Cat receivers are going back deep as we get ready to start the second half of this 2013 Wintersville Classic. Back deep will be Alex Kaysen and Malcolm Joseph. Ball will set down on the far hash mark. Vikings will be kicking toward that south end zone. The official signals ready for play. And Bill, the most important possession of this ball game is just about to occur. High end over end kick. Kaysen takes it at the 4. He's up to the 5, the 10, tries to find a corner at the 20. Gets hit and he'll go down at the 18-yard line. And there's a flag down at the 30. They're actually going to move it down to the 25. And what are we going to have as the official steps over? We got a block in the back on the catch. So they put him down at the 19. They'll probably take half the distance.
And they are marking something off and down to about the 15.
So it'll be first and 10 catch from their 15-yard line. Just underway here in the third quarter. Ball on the far hash mark. Seth Schumann at quarterback. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Vikings in a four-man front. Now, wait a minute. They're picking the ball up. They're going to mark it further back. Now they're going to set it down. There's what I thought. They set it down at the 9, Bill. That's what I thought it should have been done, but you correcting me here, tell me not to talk about the officials, so I didn't say anything.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Vikings going, cats going from right to left. We show blitz off the far corner in front of the visitors. Schumann quickly throws the ball out, and the catch is made for about a 3-yard, maybe a 2-yard gain. Let's see if they're going to give him 2 or 3. They'll set it down at the 12, so it'll be a 3-yard gain. It'll be 2nd and 7 just underway here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 3-0.
Yeah, it was hit hard by number 6, Eric Hart, right there as soon as he made the catch.
They just stopped the clock, and I'm not sure why.
He pointed the official, said official timeout.
Oh, they're sending number 30.
That's number 50.
Number 50. Which would be Malik Austin off, and had to try another defensive lineman on, had to swap him out. Alright, Twins to the near side. Schumann under center this time. Keeps Loudermilk in the backfield. Play action. And he gets hit, trying to get to the corner. And we bring him down as he crosses the 5. What a great play by two players. Number 1, 13, that is Nelson Herrick. Because they had him trapped back behind the 3. He went into the end zone, rolled here in front of the press box, and he was tackled at the 6-yard line, Bill.
Yeah, he would have had a huge loss. The Vikings just converged on him. They couldn't bring him down to the ground, though. But good heads up. But we talk about offensive line maintaining a block, defense staying after the ball carrier.
Third and 13. This is huge right here, early in the ball game. Twins to the near side. Schumann under center. Five-man front for the Vikings. Play action. They give it right up to the fullback, Malcolm Joseph, and he gets up to about the nine. Cats will have to punt. We need to be careful here, Bill. You want to put some pressure on the punter, but you don't want to run into him. You don't want to give him anything.
Well, they're deep in their end of the field, inside the 10-yard line. I might be inclined to not rush as hard here and go ahead and let's take the ball and get it on offense, see what we can do to start the second half
Alex
of the Vikings.
Alex Brown, Jock Alexander back at the 50. Mac Loudermilk standing in the end zone. It is fourth and 11. The ball at the 9-yard line. He's waiting on the snap. Perfect snap. He gets it away. We signal fair catch at the cat 46-yard line.
And that's exactly what you need to do, Wes. Get your offense out there on the field. You knew you were going to get plus yardage on the side of this of the 50. A 37-yard punt again by Mac Loudermilk. A fair catch. No, we've had no return on the punts tonight. But again, the right call. Don't rush that punter that deep. You know you're going to get the ball most likely on the plus side of the 50.
Vikings now first and 10 from the cat 46. We held them on their first possession. Let's see what we can do. Austin Dixon brings it. Arvin Berry, Brandon Roberts. Anthony Robinson, the sophomore running back. Cats go to a five-man front. We're going from left to right. Take the snap, give it to Roberts. No, rolls right looking, getting some pressure. Tucks the ball, trying to run, gets it from behind, and he'll lose yardage back to the 49. We'll lose 1, 2, 3 yards. Bill, it'll be second and 13. Cats covered well downfield, and they got a good rush. He had a turn and no place to go.
Yeah, number 99, Darius Sapp, just at one of the traditions flooring impact players we talked about at the top of the show. He is just really wreaking havoc on that offensive line for the Vikings.
9 minutes to go, third quarter. Vikings leading 3-0, our first possession of the third. We send a tight end to the Vister side of the field. Cats go to a four down linemen. We bring a man in motion, and we give it to Robinson. Robinson gets hit at the 50. They'll actually lose another half a yard.
Again, the Cat defense, again, charging that line of scrimmage from the defensive end spot.
Malik Roberts in at wide receiver. In comes number 22, Daquan Mitchell and Sonika Fuller. Fuller and Mitchell go to the far side. Malik Roberts to the near side. Dixon will be in the shotgun. Looks like Nate Brantley in at a slot back. Jerome Daniels in the backfield as the Cats are in a five-man front. Takes a snap, drops back, gets good protection, throws it out. Oh, and drops the ball underneath to Daquan Mitchell. Tried a little bubble comeback screen. Incomplete pass. And our Vikings will have to punt on the first possession. That stops the clock with 8:06 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 3-0.
Yeah, Daquan Mitchell, even if he caught the ball, was really going to have to turn it upfield and try and get some positive yards. I don't know that it's a first down kind of play, but nonetheless, Vikings fairly safe, incomplete, and they'll have to punt.
John Belcher standing back at about our 35. Alex Station for the Cats standing at the 20. High snap. Nice high booming punt. It's at the 25 and we touch it. And down it right there on the 25-yard line.
Well, the Cats won the field position this time because they started way back inside the 10. We couldn't get anything. And our punt not able to put them back in there. So really didn't turn the field. Now we're going to have to defensively get in here and stop the Cats here on this drive.
First and 10 from the 25. Loudermilk in at quarterback for the Cats. Tied into our side of the field. Three-man front. We stand a defensive lineman up on the far on the visitor's side. Ball on the far hash mark. Loudermilk keeps the ball. Runs around the corner, gets hit. Didn't fool anybody. Eric Hart came up and made the tackle at the line of scrimmage.
That's that read option. Loudermilk decided the best thing for him was to keep it. Went around the right side, only able to pick up about a yard.
7.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 3-0. It'll be second and 8 for the Cats. Again, They bring a receiver near side, single receiver far side, put a man in the slot here on the press box side of the field. We go back to a five-man front. Loudermilk standing at the 21 in the shotgun. He gives it to the up back. That's Nelson Herring by one man, two, still on his feet. Gets hit at the 30. As he gets across up to around the 31, 32-yard line, it's going to be third and short for the Wildcats. As they set it down at the 32, Bill, that'll be third and about three. It'll be a long three as they got to get up to the 35-yard line.
Another read option that time by Loudermilk. This time he gives it off to his running back, and he picks up some positive yards.
We go back to a four-man front. Now they'll send trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. We're showing man coverage. Crowd has come to their feet. Loudermilk. And he gives it to Malcolm Jokum. He's got the first down. Down the field goes Cason by one man, two. And they say he ran out of bounds at the 50-yard line. He had the first down and more as the Cats get a great, great play. Fooled everybody on a little end around.
Well, he ran into the line. He ran into two defensive players for the Vikings. Just, again, nobody could get a hand on him. He rolled out, able to find the corner, and he picks up a big first down for the Cats. 18 yards on the run.
First and 10 from the 50. Six and a half minutes to go here in the third quarter. Cats with a man in motion. And they give it again on the end around, trying to get to the corner. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. We'll pick up maybe 1 yard. I thought there was a flag on the play. There's not. Some of the Cat players have yellow wrapped around their shoes, and it looks kind of like a flag. So second and nine as the Cats get into Viking territory at the 49-yard line. Ball on the far side of the field. Cats going from right to left. Seth Schumann back in at quarterback. Again, twins to the far side. Single receiver near side. They drop a slot back, moving to our side of the field. Schumann quickly throws a bubble screen out. There is a pass. There's a flag. The pass play is good down to our 44-yard line, but there is a flag on the play. It's a legal shift. So instead of third and about four, they're going to back it up and make it second and about 14. That's what I would do.
Guys, just to explain that call there, they had one guy go in motion. And when they did, he came off the line, and they had two guys step up on the line.
Yeah.
And so that's what the call there was. They had two receivers step up to replace one that came off.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. 5:50 to go now in the third. Vikings leading 3-0. Second and 14. The ball back at the Cats 46-yard line. Schumann waiting on the snap, looking at that four-man Viking front. Drops back, looks, throws across the middle. Catch made by number 11, Malcolm Joseph. Down the field he goes, curved. We got to run him out of bounds, will we? They say we do, but not before they reach the 9-yard line. I'm sorry, that's Alex Cason. Made that underneath pass. Got to the corner, that crossing pattern.
Almost a pick.
And turns and gets down. It'll be first and goal catch from our 9-yard line.
That's the closest Valdosta's been to our end zone here tonight. A 45-yard catch and run. And the Wildcats have it first and goal in the 9.
Let's see what our Vikings are going to do. What we're dialing up defensively. Four-man front. Cats with two tight ends. They go to the I formation. Bring the tight end off the field. Put him at a slot back now. They give it to the tailback. Jukes and jives and jumps in there down to the 5-yard line. Give him a 4-yard carry. 5:18 to go here in the third. It'll be second and goal from the 5. Come on, mighty Vikings, stand. Swing those battle axes. Pull those long swords out. Let's stop this invasion right here. Four-man front. Cats again in an I formation. Again to the tailback. Trying to get outside we come. Got a hand on him and bring him down. Back at the 6. They'll lose a yard. It'll be third and goal from the 6. So they're going to mark him down at the 7. Bill in on the tackle. Again, number 61, Zach Copeland. They lose 2 yards. 4:30 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings leading 3-0. Once again, Vikings stand hard, swinging those mighty battle axes. Cats and two receivers to the far side. Schumann in the shotgun. Five-man front for the Vikings. They give it to Joseph on the end around, looking for a hole. He cuts between two. We hit him. Still on his feet. We hit him again. It'll be fourth and goal from about the 4-yard line. In on the tackle was Brandon Roberts.
Brandon Roberts just lined up, squared up, hit him, and drove him out of bounds.
Cats on to attempt the field goal. They had first and goal from the 9. It'll now be fourth and goal from the 5. What a hit he put on Malcolm Joseph.
Looks like he's going to mark it at about the 12, so it'll be a 22-yard attempt.
Cats trying to tie it up right here in the third quarter. Snap, ball's down, kicks up, and we block it. We block it. The Vikings have blocked the field goal. Alex Brown blocked the field goal. It will be Viking football, first and 10 from our own 10-yard line. 3:48 to go here in the third period. What a play by Alex Brown. Dixon will bring those mighty offensive Vikings to the line of scrimmage. All right, fellas, let's go plundering and pillaring now. Dixon slides under center. Puts a man in motion. Gives it to Arvin Berry. Berry fights hard for 1, maybe 2 yards. It'll be 2nd and 9 as we get to the 11-yard line. Now, we're bringing Gabe Neighbors in at tight end. We've got Anthony Robinson at one wing back, Arvin Berry at fullback, Jerome Daniels at the wing back. Dixon calls the play at the line of scrimmage. We're running two tight ends. Cat in a four-man front. Linebackers and corners are up tight. Daniels in motion. We give it again to Alvin Berry right up the middle. And Arvin Berry gets it up to the 15. It will be 3rd and 5 from the 15. I want to call him Alvin. He said he didn't care as long as I called him. In comes Alex Brown, Nathan Brantley, Sonico Fuller, along with number 26, DeMarcus Jackson. Jackson and Fuller go to the far side. Malik Roberts near side. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We've got 12 men on the field, and they say we call timeout. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium, West James, along with Bill Osborne. It'll be back. Excuse me. I'm sorry. 3rd and 5 from the 15-yard line. We send two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Vikings going from left to right. 2:34 to go here in the third. Vikings lead 3-0. Cats in a five-man front. Dixon in the shotgun. There they come on the blitz. We give it to Jerome Daniels, and he's going to be short of the first down by a yard, Bill.
He is that close.
Nope, I think he's going to be short. Nathan Brantley comes limping out as Arvin Berry comes back in. But we're short by the nose of a football. We will punt.
Smart play.
As the clock rolls, 2 minutes to go here in the third period.
We need a low line driving boom punt.
Belcher standing back about our 6-yard line. Cat punt returner standing at our 49. There they come after it. He gets a booming punt away. Drives him, signals fair catch at their 45. Great job by John Belcher to drive the Cats back to their 45. 1:46 to go here in the third. Vikings leading 3-0. But we've got to call on this defense one more time.
Yeah, minute 46 left here in the third. Viking defense has been tremendous. That's a 36-yard punt by Belcher for the Vikings, and a fair catch, no return. Cats will have it first down and 10 at their own 45-yard line.
Guys, update, they're over here talking to Nate Brantley, and he's looking at his right ankle, and we got Brian Bells moving over to the middle linebacker.
Thank you for that equipment parts supply update, Marty. Schumann in the shotgun. Play action. And we get him in second. He goes back to the 39, to the 40-yard line, and I'm trying to see who came in on the sack.
That's number 59. That's A.J. Harper.
A.J. Harper all the way back to the 35-yard line. That'll make it second and 20.
I think A.J. Harper was almost surprised he was back there in the backfield.
Schumann, two receivers near side, single receiver far side, keeps a running back. Malcolm Joseph to his right, a minute eight to go here in the third quarter. Five-man front for the Vikings. There we come again as Schumann's looking to throw, and the catch is made up at the 40-yard line. It'll be third and 15. The clock's inside 1 minute to go.
Yeah, they still have not made it back to their original line of scrimmage, so that'll bring up third and about 15 for the Cats.
One more time, Mighty Vikings. One more time. They'll have to run one more play.
In this quarter, that's right.
Let's see what Schumann does. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Joseph to his left. Tied in to the business side of the field. Drops back in the shotgun. Four-man front for the Vikings. There we come. He drops back. Throws, and the ball got hit at the line of scrimmage. Tipped, and the Cats, that'll stop the clock with 20.4 seconds to go. Cats will have to punt.
We got great penetration again. And, again, Cats very close to what may have, could have been called a holding back there in the backfield. Nate Brantley is back in. We heard Marty report that he limped off a little bit, but he is back in. Now, Brian Bell took a knee, and he's going to come out to the sideline.
I don't believe that was Brian Bell, Bill. Bell is 31.
No, that's 32, Brian Bell. 31 is...
yeah, you're right. I think it was...
Brandon Roberts. It was Brian Bell, and they have the training staff has come over to attend to him. It doesn't look like they're looking at anything. He might just be winded.
Cats to punt. Loudermilk standing about his 25. Alex Brown, Jock Alexander standing back about the 20. He gets that high, high booming punt away. We signal fair catch. We're going to let it hit and bounce. And he signaled fair catch. They ran into him.
Yeah, but it was on the bounce. He made the catch, and nobody hit him. They just kind of wrapped up. You want to be nitpicky. You may have been able to call that, but I think in this game there was no hit intended there. So, and I'm telling you, a young player, he knows he called the fair catch, but he made it on that bounce. I want to make sure that as the defense – then I've done my job, and I didn't hit him, but I just kind of wrapped my hands around him. Look, there's the number 24 for the Lowndes High Vikings. You have called his name a number of times, sir.
Yes, sir, Mr. Greg Reed. 10.9 seconds to go. Ball on the far hash mark at our 25. Dixon in the shotgun. Takes a snap, gives it to Daniels. Daniels looking for a hole over the left side, and he won't find much as it gets about a yard. That'll be the last play of the third quarter. Vikings head to the fourth, leading 3-0. We'll be back after this 60-second. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sideline. It will be second and 8. The ball at our own 27-yard line. Vikings now going from right to left. Cats in a four-man front. Two linebackers. They spread the corners out. Dixon quickly looks downfield. Nothing there. Pump fake rolls. Goes out. Catch made at the 30. It'll be about a 3-yard pitch and catch. And there's a flag on the field. Nah, that comes in at a bad, bad place.
There was a lot of folks open down. I mean, a lot of time for Austin Dixon to look downfield. Do you think that might be a hold?
Now, yes, what you think. And it is a hold on the Vikings. That's only our second penalty on the night.
Vikings!
Second and 19. Dixon standing at our 10 in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Gives it to... Oh, and they read the reverse perfectly, and we'll lose it all the way back to the 5. We tried a trick play. The catch read it perfectly. Bill, this is not good for the start of the third quarter. I mean the fourth quarter, because we need to establish some field position.
Yeah, Daquan Mitchell is such a speedster that when a play like that, it takes so long to get ready. And golly, I tell you, they couldn't get it to come together quick enough to take advantage of his speed.
As my buddy Tom Odom would say, it is a third and a bus trip into the end zone. Throws downfield, and there comes pass interference.
Intended receiver was number 81, Gabe Neighbors, and they hit him clearly before the ball got there.
That would not have been enough for a first down. Now, Bill, this is not an automatic anymore.
I think you're exactly right. It is a 15-yard penalty.
Guys, we'll at least get to repeat the down, and it'll be a third and manageable instead of third and as long as it was. And not only that, but it definitely helps with field position and everything. But it happened right in front of me, and number 4 definitely got there a little early and hit him in the back.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. This used to be an automatic first down on pass interference, but it's not anymore.
Not in high school. Still is in college.
So now it is third and 15. Dixon in the shotgun. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Catch showing blitz off the corner. There they come. Steps up. They've got him in the backfield. He loses it back to the 15. He'll lose 5 yards. And we'll have to punt.
Yeah, again, those defensive ends and linebackers, they've been charging that corner, even on the run play. And this time you called it correctly, Wes. They got the blitz off the corner, a big sack, and the Vikings will have to punt as Belcher will stand at the goal line to punt this away.
Belcher standing on the goal line. Cat, kick returner, standing back at the 50. High punt. Hits, bounces, and we'll down it at our 46-yard line.
So the Cats with good field possession, the plus side of the 50. With 10:17 left in the ball game, Vikings holding on to a 3-0 lead. We got that field goal almost at the very end of the first quarter, and so far that's been holding up, that our defense is going to have to play well. A 32-yard punt by John Belcher.
Ball on the far hash mark. Catch left to right. Schumann in at quarterback. Two receivers near side, one far side. 10:17 to go in the ball game. Quickly throws that in the flat. Oh, what a play. What a play by Alex Brown. Describe it for us, Bill Osborne.
Well, Alex saw the pass coming out there to number 13. That's Nelson Herring. And it was just a quick stand-up, throw the ball over there. But Alex Brown saw it coming, and he met him right there as soon as he caught the ball and just drove him into the ground for about a 6-yard loss, 5-yard loss.
It'll be second and 15 back at the Cat 49. 9:56 to go, ball game. Vikings leading 3-0. Ball here, right here on the home side in front of the press box. Two receivers far side for the Cats. Single receiver near side. Kaysen drops straight back. Looks, throws across the middle. And they say the ball was tipped at the line of scrimmage, so no pass interference on the linebacker.
Well, Brian Bell, he did have his hand on the back of the receiver, but he didn't alter, push, or change his momentum. But he had the hand just resting there and reached over and made the block to get it away. You're right, though. The official did. You saw him show that the ball was tipped.
It'll be third and 15 back at the 49, the Cat 49-yard line. Crowd coming to their feet. Stops the clock with 9:39 to go. Vikings leading 3-0. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Malcolm Joseph stays in the backfield. Third and 15. Schumann wipes his hands on his pants, takes the snap, drops straight back, looks, here comes the rush. We got a hand on him, and he goes down at the 45. Off the bottom of the pile comes number 44, Bill.
Jeff Phillips.
It'll be fourth and 20 as the Cats have to punt. We send Alex Brown and Jock Alexander back deep. Clock's running as we approach the 9-minute mark. Loudermilk standing at the 30. Takes a snap, gets it away. High, high punt. We signal fair catch back at our 11-yard line.
And I tell you, that's all you can do as a punt returner with a punter like Mac Loudermilk and how he just absolutely booms them out of there. We'll get how far that punt was here in just a moment. But he just, I mean, crushed it. A 44-yard punt. And the Vikings will take over first down and 10 at the 11-yard line. The clock at 8 minutes and 50 seconds left in the ball game. Vikings still holding on to this 3-0 lead.
They'll set the ball down on the 11. On the hash mark closest to the press box. Vikings right to left. Double tight end. That Eagle offense. Jerome Daniels wing back on the far side. We send Anthony Robinson in motion and the catch jump. And Bill, instead of a first and 10, we'll have a first and 5.
One of the things Austin Dixon has done very well all season is his cadence. And the Vikings have been, we've said it, on those defensive ends, they've been timing those things. And he got them caught off guard this time, got us 5 extra free yards, and it'll be first down and 5 now. And the ball at about the 15 or 16 yard line.
They'll take it out to the 16, which means we've got to get it to the 21. Again, double tight ends. Arvin Berry, Anthony Robinson, the sophomore running back, lines up at wing back on the near side. Austin Dixon wanting a play. Clock down to 12, 11. He's got it from the sidelines. Slides under center, looking at a four-man front. Catch showing blitz. We give it to Daniels. Daniels is up to the 20, so it'll be second and 1 from the 20-yard line.
What I'm punching you about, if you're watching, the cornerback out here for the Cats is jumping up and down, holding his hands up, trying to shield, and you see him now, trying to shield Austin Dixon from the play from the sideline. Nothing illegal.
Jeff Tacky. We have the first down as it goes to the counter.
And
look at Jerome Daniels fight across the 25 up to the 26, 27-yard line.
Vikings, the first down in quite a while.
Ball out to the 27-yard line. 8:05 to go here in the ball game.
That is the first down for the Vikings in the second half.
We're still running that Eagle offense. Two tight ends. Dixon gives the signal. Calls the play at the line of scrimmage. Catch, five-man front, two linebackers. Corner up tight on the near side. Again! And we fumble the handoff and try to give it to Dixon, and we'll lose back to the 20-yard line. Bill, that almost a 7-yard loss. Make it second and 17.
Yeah, Austin Dixon, I think, took too many steps back, or either Jerome Daniels didn't come across his normal pattern, and they ran into each other as they're trying to make the handoff. The ball falls onto the ground. Austin Dixon does a great job just to fall on it, so the Vikings keep the ball. But now it's second down and 17.
Dixon will slide under center. Going from right to left. Catch shift to the press box side. We give it to Robinson on the counter. Looking for the corner. By one man. Two gets hit as he crosses the 25. He'll get some of those yards. He'll get about 6 of those yards back, Bill. So it'll be now. It'll be third and about 11 with 6:57 to go here in the ball game.
Yeah, Anthony Robinson, when he hit that corner, I thought he was going to find some daylight. But the Cats defense closed down on him quickly. And like I said, it's third and 11 now for the Vikings.
Robinson comes off. Dixon barks out signals. Third and 11. Pitch out to Brandon Roberts. He gets hit. Still on his feet. And he'll get back maybe to the original line of scrimmage and maybe one more yard, and that's it. It should be fourth and 9, Bill.
Yeah, not a lot there. They could get on the outside. This time the Vikings very close to a hold as the Cats really charged through that offensive line that time.
Bill, we will punt the ball, and it'll be just under 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Vikings holding on to a 3-0 lead. Belcher standing about the 16. Cat receiver about their 45. A nicest high kick.
A little short.
Hit, bounces, rolls across the 50, the 45, the 40, and we'll down it at the Cat 39-yard line. 5:46 to go in the ballgame. Vikings leading 3-0.
The Viking defense has been called on and called on and called on tonight, and they have answered the bell every time. As we said, the Vikings, with their first down of the half, Valdosta hadn't really done very well in the second half as well. They've only got 7 first downs total.
They bring Loudermilk in at quarterback. 2 receivers far side, single receiver near side. Man in motion. That's Joseph towards us. I give it to Joseph on the end around. We string him out, hit him, and he'll lose yardage. Back to the 36-yard line. Bill, they'll lose 1, 2, 3 yards. It'll be second and 13 back at the 36.
Well, one of the things I've noticed, and the Vikings have had to continue to do, is it takes more than one person to bring Malcolm Joseph down. If you get one guy on him, he is so slippery, the Vikings are having to gang tackle him.
Schumann is in at quarterback. Ball is closer to the press box. We've got 2 receivers far side, single receiver near side. We will be at the 5-minute mark in the ball game when this play is snapped. Schumann waiting on the snap, drops back, looking, throws way downfield, and the catch is made. Now let's see if they give him forward progress.
Well, it's forward progress, but he came back, reestablished, and started to run. He didn't get the first down, Wes.
He had the first down with forward progress, but he got hit. But when he come back and reestablished and started back again, it's back at the 45, so it'll be 3rd and 4.
So had he been tackled right there, it would have been a first down. He had enough yardage, but you're exactly right. He took the hit, reestablished himself, tried to come back upfield. The Vikings made the tackle, and it's 3rd down and 4.
Inside, we've got 4 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the ballgame. Schumann, empty backfield. Trips to the near side. Twins to the far side. Vikings in a 4-man front. There's a snap. Quickly over the middle, and he'll have the first down at the 50-yard line. There comes a flag in, Bill. What normally, when you see that, it looks like it may be a face mask.
Yeah, usually it will be. Now, there again, a situation. He had the first down, ran back, reestablished, and came back, but still got enough for the first down. Let's see what the call is.
Inadvertent face mask, 5 yards.
Yep.
That marks it down to our 45-yard line. 4 minutes to go. They should start the clock, and they do. 1st and 10 Wildcats. We lead it 3-0.
On the Viking 45.
Twins to the near side. Twins to the far side. Schumann in the shotgun, standing at the 50. Brings a man in motion towards us. That's Loudermilk. So now he has trip. Look, throws that catch made. That's Malcolm Joseph. We hit him. Wrap up, and he'll lose yardage. From the 45 back to about the 46, maybe a yard, Bill, so it should be 2nd and about 11.
One of the things I noticed is Mac Loudermilk is coming in motion. He started to turn to the line of scrimmage just a hair in a Vikings opinion towards the line of scrimmage. It was very, very close. I wonder if the officials paid attention to that and then how closely they'll watch that.
3 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the ball game. Twins left, twins right. Schumann. Well, they're running back to his right in the shotgun, looking at a 4-man Viking front. There's a snap. We're trying to put pressure on him. There we come. And there's nobody there. Intentional grounding.
Schumann just lets the ball go. That's a sack. That's considered a sack by Zach Copeland and number 44, Jeff Phillips. It'll be a loss of down. And a penalty mark from the Lions 40-yard line.
Guys, Zach Copeland was my tradition for an impact player of the game for our defense. And man, what a game he's played so far.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. All the way back to the 35. 30. It is third and 30. Fellas, we don't need to give up a big play here. Twins to the left. Single receiver to the right. Vikings in man coverage. Five man front. Schumann barking out signals. Drops back. There we come. Throws across the middle. Catch is made. And the catch is made by Alex Kaysen. He'll be tackled at the 36 for maybe a yard gain. Fourth down. Clock is running at 2:40 to go here in the ball game, and the Cats will have to punt to our Vikings.
Well, that time it was Trey Jackson in on the tackle, and you saw him, Wes, as he really had to just tackle him and hold him till he went down to the ground. Cats are going to go for it, Wes.
Fourth and 29. And we will have a timeout. Timeout, Cats. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Let me set the stage for you. Fourth and 29. The ball back at the Cat 36-yard line. And wait a second, fellas. Give me just a second. As soon as he signals it, I'll give it. Timeout, Vikings. We'll take a 30. We'll be back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. Cats say they're going to punt. Cats say they're going to punt. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
And that's in that. We don't either, so we're going to stay right here.
2:20 to go on the clock. And they do. High, high punt. Hits at the 20. It goes out at the 26.
Matt Loudermilk has not had a bad punt all night, and that one wasn't horrible, but it was his worst one of the night, and it couldn't come at a better time for the Lounge High Vikings.
Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 27, 2:13 to go on the clock. Cats have two timeouts. We have three.
No, we just took one, so they didn't change that.
Okay, so it's 2-2. Thank you, Bill. Folks, my heart is pounding, so is yours. You're on your feet. Everybody's on their feet. 2:13 to go in this ball game. This is what the Great American Rivalry Series is all about. The Sox, the Yankees, Packers, Cowboys, Ali Frazier, Lounge Valdosta tonight. Here it is. Dixon under center. Gives it to Anthony Robinson. Good sophomore running back gets to the line of scrimmage. They try to pull the ball out. Now the Cats call timeout. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be back after this. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Wes James along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines. 2:06 to go in this ball game. Vikings lead it 3-0.
They've only got one timeout.
It will be second and 10.
They've only got one timeout.
Wildcats with one timeout. They can only stop it one more time. Dixon, Arvin Berry, Jerome Daniels, Anthony Robinson. Vikings going from right to left. You're pacing so high. Tight end to our side. We got double tight end. Cats in a four-man front. Robinson in motion. Cats jump. They get back. Dixon looks to the sidelines. 19 seconds to go on the play clock, but the clock will not run until the ball is snapped. Gives it to Jerome Daniels. Jerome fights his way across the 30 up to the 31-yard line. Again, the Cats call timeout with 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. It will be third and 6 for our Vikings. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. We're leading 3-0. We need a first down. A first down seals it for us. A first down will seal the victory. But we've got to get a first down. Bill?
Yeah.
If it's short, if you don't get it and it's short, do you go for it?
No, you punt.
Third and 6. Dixon slides under center. Catch. Vikings right to left on your radio dial. Catch in a four-man front. Austin Dixon puts a man in motion. Hard count. Cats do not jump. Play clock down to 10 seconds. Game clock will not start until the ball is snapped. Again, right up the middle. We fight hard for it. We will not get the first down. The ball will be at our 34-yard line. Looking at the play clock. They've started the play clock now.
At 1:42, they start the play clock.
It could be a minute 20 when we have to punt if we ran it all the way down and took a timeout.
And that'll be the plan. Vikings with still two timeouts on the board. The Cats are out of timeouts.
They will run it all nine. We will take a 30-second break as soon as we call timeout. And we call time. A minute 19 to go in the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, back here at the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, Wes James with my buddy Bill Osborne. A minute 19 to go in this ball game, the 2013 Wintersville Classic.
Guys, that was a great game tonight. But probably the biggest thing he's done is for that last play, he called the defense over and he talked to him, just the defense over here, no coaches, and that gave him a little pep talk. And he's ready to get back on.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply update. Belcher standing in our 20. Cat punt returner standing back about his 36-yard line. Now backs up to the 35. Nice, nice kick. Drives him all the way back. Makes the catch, fair catch, about the 29-yard line. Bill, it will be a minute 13 to go in the ball game. Cats football, far hash mark, no timeouts. 71 yards away. We're going to turn it over to our defense one more time. One more time. Trey Jackson, the senior, the leader on that defense. Pass out the long sword. Get the battle axes. Go swinging. Cats, two receivers near side, one far side. We're in a four-man front. Schumann drops back. He's going to look downfield. We get a hand on it. He throws the ball out in the flat. The catch is made by number seven. That is Caleb Whitfield. Clock is running as we head toward the one-minute mark. Ball is down on the 29. Got back to the original line of scrimmage. Second and 10. Inside 1 minute. Loudermilk asking for the play. He sends two to the far side. Single receiver near side. We're in a three-man front. He's looking for it. Throws it across the middle. Ball is hit. That's Joseph still on the feet. He'll go down at the 35. Down to 30 seconds. Run, clock, run. Get up, Viking on the ground. Get up, Viking on the ground, and they'll stop the clock with 28 seconds.
We got an injured player, a Viking down on the field. That's Trey Jackson.
Back in the Commercial Banking Company press box. 28.4 seconds. The clock winds now. Schumann in the shotgun. It is third and four. Looking for something. There we come. Across the middle. Incomplete. It stops the clock with 19.6 seconds to go.
We'll get you a number who broke that up. That's number 38 on the breakup. Dante Robinson for the Vikings. Boy, that ball was right in the bread basket. Just couldn't bring it in.
That stops the clock, 19.6 seconds, fourth and three, ball on the far hash mark.
Viking fans on their feet, Vikings holding on to a 3-0 lead.
Schumann sends trips to the near side, wins to the far side, empty backfield, we're in a three-man front. Drops back, standing at the 28, there comes the rush, throws a flat, and first down. To the 45. Stops the clock with 13.3 seconds.
Yeah, he got out of bounds. That's one of the most important things for the Cats. They get the first down, get a fresh set of downs, but they get out of bounds and able to regroup here a second and see what they can do. Vikings leading 3-0, 13.3 seconds. The Cats at their own 45-yard line.
Now they bring two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Schumann sets Malcolm Joseph to his left. Standing at his 40 in the shotgun. Clock will start on this snap. We're showing blitz up the middle. There we come. Throws across. Catch made out of bounds at the 30, at our 43-yard line. Stops the clock with 9.7 seconds.
They get the ball moved on the plus side of the 50 now.
But they stop it. The thing they're doing is they're getting out of bounds, stopping the clock. First and 10 Cats at our own 47-yard line.
A 12-yard pickup on that last pass play.
Cats left to right. Twins to the near side. Single receiver far side. Malcolm Joseph to the left of Seth Schumann. Seth takes the snap. Again, drops back. Looking, throws across the middle. And, yes, the catch is made, and the clock is running. The clock is running. Ball game! Ball game! Vikings win! Vikings win! Ball game! Vikings win! Vikings win! Vikings win!
Cats just did not have enough time, Wes, to get out there and get another snap as the clock runs out. My goodness, what a Wintersville Classic right here at Martin Stadium. The Vikings win 3-0.
The difference again, guys, 3 points. The field goal, special teams, Marty called it. Van Austin did a great job right there moving the ball down the field, but our defense stepped up and made a play. Tell you what, we're going to take a two-minute break. You're listening to Lounge Tire Radio Network on 99.5. Kick.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box here, high above Martin Stadium. It is a jubilant stadium, but I want to tell you what. While we were gone, the most awesome display of sportsmanship, both teams coming together, Bill hugging, handshaking, hats off, great ball game by these teams to play the 2013 Wintersville Classic, a 3-0 ball game. It's happened before, we won 3-0. But who would have thought when that 31-yard field goal back in the first quarter would have been enough to hold up and win this ball game? But it did. Bill's taking pictures. Our players are down in front of the band as the alma mater plays. It's going to be a great time Tuesday night at Cheddar's. A great time at Cheddar's. That's the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show, brought to you in part by Deloach Body Works. We'll be there at 6:45. Coach will come in about 7:10. You'll want to be there. Great food, great atmosphere.
And they're playing the alma mater down there. We'll get Coach McPherson, get his final thoughts with the Traditions Flooring Coaches interview with Marty Rogers and some of the players and the MVP, Zach Copeland. Let's get down to the field.
Coach. Coach, you have fun? Hey, that's about as sweet as that, sweeter one has ever been right there, baby.
Coach, I know you've had a tough year so far, but you've got to be proud of your team. And how about the play of your defense tonight?
Oh, man, I don't know what to say. Hey, you know, first of all, you can't take nothing away from them, you know. They had a great defense, too. Definitely a defensive ball game. Our kids played hard, man. Proud of them.
Coach, Zach Copeland had 9 tackles tonight. He's named the MVP of the game. He came out ready to play, and of course, the rest of the defense, but you got to be proud of Zach and the rest of them.
Very, very much so, man. This is as good as it gets, man.
Thank you, Coach.
Well, Marty, can you get a couple players down there?
Guys, they're about to do the presentation, and then I've got Zach Copeland going to get him, and we'll try to get a couple more. But these guys, y'all, it's a huge weight lifted off these guys. They're hugging each other, and what I love the most is they're hugging the coaches. They're celebrating. This is a team win, and they're extremely happy.
Well, and it was. I mean, there was no real star. I mean, we said Zach Copeland will be named the MVP. He had great tackles tonight, played a phenomenal game on the defensive line, but everybody did. I mean, offensively, we just couldn't generate a lot of offense. Only about 7 first downs. We'll have the Page Heating and Air final game stats later. But
listen, I don't know if this is completely accurate or not, but I think each team had a trip inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, they did.
The difference of the ball game. We made a field goal. Theirs was blocked. You know, defense played great on both sides of the ball. Offense, they were able to make – both sides were able to make some gains. I mean, they were able to drive the field. We were able to drive the field. But in the end, it was when it really counted, those 3 points. Well, Alex Brown blocked.
Well, we said, you know, a game like this comes down to 3, 4, maybe 5 plays, and that blocked punt, that is the difference in this ball game. Go
both,
ahead.
Both teams did turn the – excuse me, both teams did fumble twice. Lowndes did not lose either any of theirs. Van Austin did lose one of theirs.
I think the one interception.
Yeah. We'll get to our Page Heating and Air stat report after the game, after Marty gets Zach Copeland. We're going to be trying to find him shortly.
Yeah, we'll get him there. Want to thank everybody who joined us tonight from the Armed Forces Radio as well, for all the folks that are defending our country across this world. Go ahead.
Hate to interrupt you, but I got Coach Taz Dixon here with me. Coach, you've got to be proud of that defense tonight.
Oh, gosh. I would have never thought that we would have been in a position to play as well as we did, especially with the offensive power that they have with the two running backs and the multiple quarterbacks. But I'm going to tell you something. You know, we've gone back to the drawing board. We've done some things differently. We've simplified some things. Our kids played harder tonight, thinking a little bit less, and it worked out for us. Worked out a lot better for us. So I hats off to our staff and our kids. They just played really hard tonight. It's exhausting, but I tell you what, the kids left everything on the field tonight.
Congratulations, Coach. Good job.
Thank you, Marty. That was another tradition-scoring coach's interview. Team is still huddled around the 50-yard line. Coach McPherson doing some talking to the team. Everybody's on a knee. We're going to get Zach Copeland, the MVP of the game, shortly afterwards.
We see the Marine down there going to make that presentation for the MVP, and that Great American Rivalry trophy will be in the press box. In the field house tomorrow. Let's go ahead and take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box here in a victorious Martin Stadium. The Vikings win 3-0 over their crosstown rivals, the Valdosta Wildcats. We were just informed this is the lowest number of points ever scored in a Wintersville Classic as the Vikings won 3-0. We're going to get down to the field and have a traditions flooring players interview with the MVP, Zach Copeland, here in just a moment. We'll get down there. Marty, I think, has got him with him. Let's head down to the field.
MVP, Zach Copeland. Zach, how good does it feel?
Great. It just felt good to come out here and dominate as a team tonight. We've been getting doubted all week since last week. It feels good to come out here and do our best.
Zach, you got 9 tackles tonight. Every single one of them was important. What was it going into the game? Did you know you were going to have a big game tonight? Or is it something they were doing blocking you? I mean, what was it that allowed you to get in the backfield so much?
I just had to think, be an animal. Just be an animal and be on every play and dominate.
You mentioned you dominated as a team, and it was a team effort. Everybody played well tonight. How big is a win like this? What does it do for your team after the couple losses and a lot of the hard times y'all been through this year? What does a win like this do for your team?
It just helps us to keep pushing and motivate us more and more to reach our goal every week after week.
I heard Coach Mack say that he was proud of y'all, he loved you, and that was a great win. But I also heard him say he wanted you to win the rest of them too, didn't he?
Yes, sir. That's what he heard, Coach. That's what you heard.
Well, Zach, great job tonight. We're proud of you. Keep it up.
Hey, I think that is my new catchphrase. Yours has been balanced. Mine is animal now.
Be an animal.
Be an animal, as Zach Copeland said. What a great job. And thank you, Marty, for that Traditions Flooring players interview from the sideline. Let's go and get our Page Heating and Air final game stats.
Thank you, Bill. Total first downs tonight. Valdosta had 11 first downs. Vikings only had 6 first downs. Rushing attempts tonight, Valdosta was 22 attempts for 39 yards rushing. Lounge was 36 attempts for 68 yards rushing. Passing tonight, Vikings were 3 of 8 with 26 yards passing. Wildcats were 20 of 30 with 168 yards passing. Total plays tonight, Vikings ran 44 plays, 94 total yards. Wildcats ran 52 plays, 207 yards. Lounge averaged 2.1 yards per play. Wildcats averaged 4 yards per play. Lounge did fumble twice tonight. We covered both of them. Wildcats fumbled twice, losing one of them. Penalties tonight, the Wildcats were penalized 12 times for 97 yards. Vikings were penalized 3 times for 20 yards. This was a punter's battle tonight. Lounge punted 9 times for an average of 30.8 yards. Valdosta punted 7 times for an average of 38.4 yards. There were no punt returns.
Yeah.
They were either fair caught or downed. Kick returns. Valdosta did have 1 kickoff return for 15 yards. Lounge did have 1 interception that they returned 12 yards. Time of possession, the Vikings had the ball for 24 minutes and 29 seconds. The Wildcats had the ball for 23 minutes and 31 seconds. Third down conversions tonight, the Wildcats were 2 of 13 on third down conversions. The Vikings were 2 of 12 on third down conversions. Vikings were 0 for 0 on fourth down conversions. And the Wildcats were 2 of 2 on fourth down conversions. Sacks tonight, Vikings sack combination. Well, they only sacked Seth Schumann four times for 16 yards. Lowndes was sacked two times for 14 yards. Leading rushers tonight, first for the Vikings, Jerome Daniels had six carries for 25 yards. Brantley had three carries for 20 yards. Ahmad Sneed had one carry for 9. Arvin Berry had four carries for 10. Alex Brown had one carry for 3. Brandon Roberts had six carries for 31 yards. And Anthony Robinson had eight carries for 10 yards. Receiving tonight, Jerome Daniels had one reception for 11 yards. Nathan Brantley had one reception for 14 yards. Gabe Neighbors had one reception for 1 yard. Defense tonight, we were led by Zach Copeland with 9 tackles. Eric Hart had 8 tackles, 5 assists, and 3 solos. Trey Jackson, 1 solo, 5 assists. Alex Brown had 7 tackles. Corbion White had 4 tackles. Brandon Roberts had 8 tackles. And that's the ball game. Vikings win a close one, again by field goal, 3-0.
And what else are you going to say? I mean, for the most part, the Valdosta Wildcats statistically played very well, played a great game.
They did.
The key, I think, though, is your penalties. You mentioned the number of penalties that the Cats had versus the number of penalties. And Lowndes has been penalized excessively this year, but what a great night to come, bring yourself together, understand how to play, only just 3 penalties for 20 yards, and that is really that and no turnovers, really,
penalties
other than the interception.
Penalties and special teams, what we mentioned in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union pregame report. Valdosta had more offense than we did tonight, guys. They had 207 yards total offense. We had 94 yards. Now, some of that account equates for some of the losses we've taken on sacks and stuff like that, but turnovers, they turned the ball over once, and threw one interception. So penalties, turnovers, and special teams was our keys going into this game, and the Vikings were able to win that battle tonight.
And it really was a team effort. I mean, we said Zach Copeland was recognized as the MVP, but what a great team effort all the way across. The offensive line played well. The defensive line played well. The defensive backs, you know, other than the one burn down here on that one middle pass, they really contained everything else. And then the difference, the one play, the big difference is the blocked punt.
Absolutely.
The blocked field goal.
Alex Brown got in there, came off the edge, got his hand up, and was able to block it. I mean, that was a makeable field goal based on what we saw pregame. And even in live action, the kid was kicking, 40-yarders. They were just coming up a little short. But makeable field goal, and again, special teams, we talked about it, was able to get in there and make something happen. And, Vikings win the ball game 3-0. In a nail biter. I think we talked about this coming into the game, that Vikings were probably an underdog coming into this game.
Well, I think everybody I spoke to this week was, I think it's going to be close, but I don't think the Vikings have got it. Even Viking fans that I talked to during the week were not giving up on their team, but they were not, giving their all. Thinking that we were going to get that ball game. I'm looking down here at Marty. He's with Geraldo Orta in that Tennessee orange down there in the end zone. We saw Greg Reed here. I tell you what, let's take a 2-minute break. We come back, we'll get our closing thoughts, wrap up tonight's victory as the Lowndes High Vikings are victorious over the Valdosta Wildcats 3-0. We'll be back after this 2-minute break.
Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, I'm Wes James, Bill Osborne, and Vikings win 3-0. And, Bill, we can talk about this one for just a little while, because then we got to get ready to go over to Coffee County to play the Coffee Trojans next Friday night.
This is a tremendous win. The defensive line, I think, played their guts out for the Vikings tonight. 3-0, they are victorious over the Valdosta Wildcats, but you're right. It'll be a great win tonight. I promise you, Sunday morning, about 10, 11 o'clock, that field house will be full of coaches. They'll be getting the game plan in for Coffee. This win does not last long. We as fans get to revel in it for the next 364 days, but the coaches are going to give it up tonight, maybe a little bit tomorrow, and then they'll start putting in that game plan for Coffee. Now, did we get a final score with Coffee? It was a very, very close score that we heard, and we'll get that final score as Coffee was playing tonight. That was against Brunswick. It was a very close game earlier.
I want to remind everybody the Lowndes High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night at Cheddar's. We'll be on the air at 6:45 here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we'll have a roundtable discussion as we always do. Then Coach Mack will come in. We'll talk to Coach Mack, a couple of players, and we'll celebrate and talk about the upcoming game against the Coffee High Trojans. Vikings win the 2013 Wintersville Classic. 3-0. How sweet it is.
Oh, also here in the stadium tonight, Jacoby McDaniel, along with Telvin Smith down there on the sidelines.
Gerald Demps was down there. Geraldo Orta was
down
there.
I want your job.
Got to see them all. It was nice. I had to give Geraldo a little bit of a grief there because he knocked our punter out the other day.
He hit that Georgia punter.
It was great to see those guys. Gerald Demps, class act. Great to see him. Greg Reed on the field. It was just great to see them all. Guys, I don't know if y'all mentioned anything, but I got to go in the locker room and get to see all the guys, and that was probably the most fun for me the whole night. Shake hands. High five all the players. There is a lot of happy people in that locker room. Coaches hugging players. It's really great. But one of the greatest things I got to do is walk up to Nick Hart and tell him congratulations. What a kick early in the game. We didn't know that was going to be the game winner, but ice water in his veins, going out and makes a kick. It was a pretty, 31-yarder, I think, with pressure. Turned out to be the game winner. So great job, Nick Hart.
Five or six plays in a ball game decided, and that was one of those. We just didn't know it at the time.
Yeah, it really is. But a game like this, some of these players and the guys at Florida State and some of the others that are close by, they bring their friends. I mean, Jacoby McDaniel comes from down in Florida, and, I dare say they've seen a game like this game tonight. So I know the former Lions players, when they get to bring their friends back, Lonnie Pryor was here with Gerald Demps a couple years ago, and I still follow him on Twitter and other places, and he still talks about the time he spent here that Friday night. Just what a great atmosphere it is here at Martin Stadium.
Let's get our final thoughts as we come down the board and what we had from Marty Taylor.
Guys, we talked in pregame about this, that this is the one game that we seems like Coach McPherson really, really changes things up a little bit. I think we had probably four or five play-action passes. We were finding a home for that early in the first quarter, and that's what got us down there in field position. We probably ran three play-action passes on that one drive that got us in field goal range. Great job tonight, play calling, I believe, by Coach Randy McPherson. Great job by the defense to buckle down and come up with big stops when we needed it. I mean, they got in our 10-yard line, and we had three straight plays where we kept them out of the end zone. And then the blocked field goal, great job by special teams. We saw this team mature just a little bit today, and I got to give my hats off to Valdosta. They came in here to play.
Yeah.
We knew it was going to be a good ball game. They're a good football team. They go to 0-2 in region play. We're 2-1 in region play, but don't count out these Wildcats. They're gonna make some noise the rest of the season, I believe.
Absolutely, Marty.
I have to second Taylor, and I also say that our course defense. Obviously, you've got to point at the defense. Our defense played phenomenal all night long. But so did Valdosta. You got to give them a lot of credit. They definitely showed up to play, as Taylor said, but they also had the right scheme. They tackled very well, and they did a wonderful job. So a lot of credit to Valdosta. They had two missed field goals. They were long tries, a 45 and a 48. They had two missed field goals, and then, of course, the block. But Alex Brown made a great play on that block, but I don't know who the young man was that ran Alex Kaysen down on the long run. But when he caught the ball crossing the middle and we knocked him out of bounds down there, Eric Hart, number 6, is what I'm being told. He ran him down there about the 7-yard line. To me, that's one of those five plays. That's the play of the game to keep them out of the end zone right there.
Exactly.
Great job by Eric Hart. But our kids kept fighting. The theme started last week at Brunswick. Dyshon Sims and Christian Parker on the sidelines telling our team to have fun. And I heard that that's what Coach Mack and the coaches were preaching all week long. Guys, have fun. Tune everything out. Come up to play. Have fun. Guys, we're now right in the thick of things for the playoffs. These kids obviously had fun tonight. What a win for the Lowndes County Vikings.
All right, Bill.
Well, I've got to agree with Marty. It's become fun again. Marty and I talked Thursday at lunch as we had at Chick-fil-A, and we sat there and we were talking. And Marty turned to me and he said, "Are you having fun?" And I went, "You know what? It's just been a lot of work this year. And it feels like, even up here in the booth, tonight was fun. Tonight was fun. The players found fun again. And I really think that's the key that was missing. We really didn't, couldn't put my finger on it, but that's the difference tonight. These kids got out here, as Coach Dixon even said, they quit thinking so much. They got out there and they played the game. And it really made a huge difference. We saw it at Brunswick, that tight game. They were able to come back, win that thing, or not come back, but hold on and win that 38-30. That may have been the thing that ticked it off, that it was something that said, you know what, we can still do this. We can still play football. We can still win. We can still have a good time. Tonight on this field, as tenaciously as they played, they still had fun.
They still had fun. We had fun.
And my new saying now, Zach Copeland.
Be an animal.
Be an animal.
And he was an animal. My final thoughts, how sweet it is. That's all. That's the best way to sum it up. How sweet it is. Vikings win 3-0, and we go to 2-1 in region play. We go to Coffee next Friday night. We'll be on the air at 7 o'clock with the kickoff at 8 o'clock. You'll want to tune in for that if you can't make the trip over. See you at the Coach's Show on Tuesday night at Cheddar's on Norman Drive. And they're turning their lights out, Bill, so you know what it's time to do.
It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High Sports, for the Viking Voice, Marty Rogers, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, Taylor Biddle, Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. Vikings win it 3-0. You've been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lowndes County.